Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everybody. This is Nancy Ryan. Ryan rocks it Asbury Park style. And oh, what a few beautiful days we have had, especially after that unbelievable blizzard. Well, here I am again. I cannot believe how fast the time goes. I only do two shows a month, but my gosh, the time just flies like crazy when you're having fun. So without further ado, I want to just discuss real fast, and then I'm going to introduce you right away to my very special guest, because, of course, I've sent it all over the globe. This woman is like incredible. She is incredible. She's got so many businesses, and she. I was just telling her actually before the show. I don't know how she does it, but on my show tonight is the wonderful and the lovely Beverly Beveridge, who is she is the owner of public relations. She's the I'm reading this now. That's when I goof up when I read. So, Beverly, come on and tell people. It's public relations. You're the director. You're the owner of the – tell them, please.
Hi,
just
Nancy,
come on the show because I just flubbed it up really good. I just didn't have my second cup of coffee.
You know what? It's not easy keeping track of me, Nancy, so don't apologize ever. And thank you again for having me on your wonderful show, girlfriend. We always have such a good time together, and I just love talking to you about everything and meeting up with you and all that. We have so much fun together, and it's really an honor to be on your show again to talk all about Cuba. I actually am the owner of Jersey Shore Public Relations Agency.
Thank you.
Yes, and that is, you know, that's what took us to Cuba, also along with at Johnson Asbury Park. The two of us had put this trip together. I have a very popular and fun and sexy Jersey Girl Barefoot Sandal foot jewelry line, and I'm a musician. I've played the piano. Actually, I've played 7 instruments during the course of my life, not all well.
Holy moly!
Yeah, and I had a band way, way back in the early days, and I'm hoping, to my kids' dismay that think that, you know, their mom's going through a midlife crisis, I'm hoping to go back to that soon, to performing again. I've played the piano since I was 3 years old. My mom says before, but the piano and keyboard.
My.
So I just, you know, so that's why a lot of what I do has to do, you know, with film, because I'm PR director for FMC Films, you know, productions at a New York City with Frank Callow. You know, we go on location or we do festivals, you know, when we're in production, you know, or submit it to a festival. So I get to really kind of divvy up my time, you know, according to what comes up. So, yeah, I do feel very, very lucky with what I do. And, you know, people tell me that because I have so much excitement about what I do that it comes across and it gets them all excited. So I love to hear that.
Well, it's absolutely true because I've been told the same thing during my life, that, and it is true that enthusiasm is contagious. And it's the same thing as when people go, you know, I remember when I was a kid, they would if I was like frowning or not smiling, people would say, Nancy, smile. Come on, you look so much prettier when you smile, you know, and like, it's true. It's like if you come on, if you're that way and we both have this, somebody should bottle it, I guess, for some other
really?
People, but some people, like I have too much enthusiasm and excitement for because they, you know, it's hard for them to keep up. Sometimes some of my family members, like as I was growing up, they couldn't keep up with me either. I was like dressed out the door on my bicycle. God only knows where I was. You know, I was always on the go, always doing things. Just had this enthusiasm for life. And when we did our show, our radio show with Hamilton Radio back when, and I'm going to pull up one of those photos and add it in the comment section, I think, when I promote.
Oh, great.
And,
we took some great photos
on some
night.
Pages, because I have a really good picture of us from the show, which was years ago. I can't believe it. How long ago was that? 2 years ago?
Oh, my gosh. At least, because remember it was snowing? It snowed that night.
It was the winter. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was quite a while ago.
Yeah, that was a really fun night.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I was just going to say that. That's why I stopped, actually, one of the reasons I had to stop going to Trenton, because of the winters. One winter was so bad, we had a snowstorm every 2 days. I counted it, because I don't work, so I can keep track of those things. And it's like, I couldn't take the stress of, am I going to have to cancel my shows? But I want to get back to the Cuba trip, because this is just a phenomenal thing. When you told me, I remember you telling me about it. Actually, Ed Johnson... Mm-hmm. I met Ed on the boardwalk in Asbury Park, New Jersey, and we became instant friends. It was the day that the president came, and I also met, before I met him, I met Governor Christie, and I was talking to Governor Christie, and I gave Governor Christie my CD. I had a few CDs with me. And so I talked to him, and then his security people were saying, come on, Governor, we have to go, we have to go. Governor Christie says this, I'm speaking right now to Nancy Ryan, and she grew up in Asbury Park. Just hold it, will you? So it was so funny. And after him, I saw Ed. And I ran over really quick because I had seen his picture, and I introduced myself, and we became fast friends. Well, he came to see me when I sang with the Lips, the Lip Men and the Lips. And he came backstage, and we talked. And that's the night, I think, that he told me about the Cuba. And then you told me about the Cuba trip. And it's just phenomenal. Yes. So I did put a lot about it in the promo. So just take us from when I got goosebumps when I was actually copying some of the promo that you sent me. Usually I don't get people to send me the promo. But I got kind of goosebumps when I put it in capitals, the American flag on the plane, and you landed in, Cuba. So tell us, from that, tell us about it.
It was wild. Well, first, just to backtrack, if I can, for a second, I remember that exact day when President Obama came to Asbury Park, because actually Ed Johnson and I, we've traveled the same circles, in a lot of ways, and he came, he contacted me one day, and he says, Deb, there's something that you have to be at. And I said, what's that? He goes, President Obama is coming to Asbury. And I remember it was President Obama, and we were literally feet from him. I mean, Cal Schwartz and I were taking pictures with Tara Jean because then we spoke with New Jersey Discover. We got them in. But Ed had, really pushed me into that. He's like, Deb, you have to be there. I'm going to make sure that you're on the list. And it went from there. And it was just an amazing day. I remember standing there, and it was President Obama, Governor Christie, and it was, Lieutenant Governor Guadagno, right? And we were all there together. And I just remember standing there with my White House press pass and going, wow, does it get any better than this?
Exactly.
All these people right there. It was a cool event. So I just had a side note because I remember that day like it was yesterday. I do. It's a top day.
Excuse me, my friend, but if I didn't sleep as much, maybe I would have been on the list myself. I just don't get. I don't get up out enough anymore. And when I got there, they wouldn't let me pass through because I was there a little bit too late, running a little late, which is really unusual for me. But I don't know what happened that day, but we were a little bit late, my friend and I, and they wouldn't let me go through, even though I said, but I have a radio show, and I even showed them my card, and I said, but I have to be up there, I have to. No, once they cut that door off, that was it. I missed it, but I did get on the boardwalk, of course, after the president. I got to see it, and I got the excitement of being there, but I didn't get to see him like you did, and so I missed out on that. I have to, wake up and show up more.
But getting back, I just had a sidetrack on that because that was just
amazing. Oh, and I got a message, by the way, that
top
evening. I got a message that evening from Governor Christie's assistant. I forget her name now, Angelina, I think. Well, anyway. And she said, Governor Christie loved your CD. They played it the whole way back. They played it in the scene. He loved your CD. He wanted to talk about it.
That's fabulous that he had somebody to get back to, because that's pretty cool. Went up to him one day on the boardwalk, because I've done many, many events with him, and I said to him one day, I said, by the way, B Street says hi, and he loves the B Street Band, which, by the way, he were going to see in a matter of a couple of hours here in Florida, where I am right now in Boca. But anyway, he loves his band. He loves his Jersey music. I mean, he really does.
That's pretty cool,
actually.
He loves it. I couldn't believe it when he said, I'm with Nancy Ryan. And he told them, and she grew up in Asbury Park. And I'm talking. He actually delayed them. It was unbelievable to stay there and talk to me. And they're wanting to huddle him because the crowd, it was getting more and more and more, like from the boardwalk coming towards him. And he wanted him to just talk to a few people and get him out of there. And he was like, oh, no. So I have pictures of us together. I got a bunch of pictures. And I posted them and everything. Yeah, I got to hang out with you more, Beverly, because you're in with the in crowd. I should really, you know, age has nothing to do with it. I always go, well, you know, I am getting up there now, but, you know, that's not it. I got to just drink some more
juice. Age is only a number. It's only a number. And I have to say, look around in Asbury Park and beyond. Look at the people that have really been, I hate to use the word successful because it means something different to everyone, but look at the people that are there. They're all, you know, there's a lot that are younger, but, you know, you're talking like that 50 crowds and up has left an indelible
mark. I know.
On Asbury Park and beyond. I mean, everybody, I feel, you know, I mean, I had a great, you know, I got to say I lived wonderfully and during the 80s. I mean, that was a great decade. But I have to say that when, you know, I reached a certain age and I, you know, became mature and I started really going back to my roots and, you know, going back to where I left off, you know, before you do kids and family, all that kind of stuff. And I'm just really having the time of my life. I can't lie.
I am too. And as you know, I always do plug my brother because he won't plug himself. But, you know, he's second on the monument in Asbury Park. It says Johnny Shaw, Billy Ryan, and then Bruce Springsteen. And so, you know, I, of course, go way back and you know, I have so much history in Asbury. It's, like, unbelievable. I'm writing a book, of course. But I want to really get back to Cuba because the time is going to go
Cuba,
so fast.
Yes.
I was so excited
Cuba.
To hear you. So just tell us about that experience because it must have been really, it's a once in a lifetime. It was a once in a lifetime trip, and so important for, you know, everybody.
It was, Nancy. It was. You know, I still have the smile on my face. You know, when I sleep, it's still there. It's just Ed and I had gotten. You know how it started was. I'm on the PR council of Atlantic City, and I was down there at a luncheon, and Atlantic City Airport, the people that run it happened to mention that there were flights that were now going to Cuba. And I just, like, I lit up, you know. I listened up. I sat up straight. I raised my hand, and I was just like, when is this going on? What's happening? Blah, 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 and I'm going with you. Like, you are not going to leave Atlantic City without me. Because I've always had this fascination with Cuba. I have an uncle, Joe Menendez, who's from Cuba. And, yeah, and I used to go to his house at the Bayshore, Long Island. And, you know, he was a boat builder by trade, a musician by choice. And he used to play, you know, jam with his friends in the backyard. And in addition, he would always have these half-finished boats in the backyard also. And he, while the pork was cooking and they were making their, you know, liquor in these little crates outside and all this kind of stuff homemade, of course. And the food was fabulous. The people were always so amazing. You know, I remember during the Cuban Missile Crisis, he was sent back. I remember the time that, you know, my mom and my dad and all, my dad comes from 13. And Uncle Joe was married. Yeah, he's a Hell's Kitchen boy. My dad was a Hell's Kitchen boy of 13 kids. And number two of 13. And what happened was, I remember when my uncle was not here, they had, you know, little kids. They had four little kids at the time. And the family kind of divvied up taking care of them and taking care of my aunt and all that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, my fascination and everything about Cuba goes way back to my childhood. So when this opportunity arose and I heard Cuba, I just jumped on it. So I'm driving down the parkway after this meeting. And after, you know, I'm raising my hand like a little kid in class that has the right answer to, you know, a question. And I'm driving back, and they said to me, okay, first of all, Deb, you're coming. Don't worry. You'll go on one of the test flights, right? So I'm driving back, and I have my phone, you know, on, and I'm calling everybody under the sun, calling bands, going, we're going to go to Cuba. We're going to go to Cuba. There's a project that I think I'm going to be working on. I'm going to be working on with AC. I called all my contacts in my hour and a half ride home, or less, the way I drive. I called all my contacts while I was driving back.
Watch out for you,
girlfriend. I called them. About an hour, door to door.
Don't be beeping at me. People go, didn't you hear me? No, because I'm like in another land, in another world when I'm driving.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
Yeah, I was, and this morning too, you should have seen me driving to Atlantic City Airport, because that's how I got down here from, to Boca from Atlantic City, and I'm just driving, doing the same thing, making all these calls this morning. But by the time I pulled up in my driveway, I had reached out to all the contacts that Atlantic City had given me. And then it went a little bit further, because I guess the word kind of got out a little bit, and Ed and I were talking. I of course was working on my Germany project with Lars from Germany,
right?
And
which
is now happening, coming up in April, which is another whole conversation. But so Ed and I had gotten together. He asked me to meet him at the beer garden. He was working on a few things. You know, he's had his Italy thing going on for a while. He had some Netherlands going on. He knew I had the Germany going on. So he asked me to meet with him. And, you know, one large beer later, and about 3 hours later, we decided that we were going to put all our other projects aside, because we agreed that it was time for Cuba now. There was no time to waste.
Right.
We wanted to get down there before there was, and I love both of them, but before there was a McDonald's and a Starbucks on every corner. So
what we did was,
we wanted to go down there while Cuba was still Cuba, and we did. And I'll tell you, Nancy, it was not easy. It was probably, and Ed will 100% agree with me, it was probably one of the hardest things we've ever done. It was very challenging. There's a lot of people you have to work with. There's a lot of approvals you have to get. You need visas.
Oh,
you need Ministry of Culture involved. I learned so much in just a matter of months. There was so much to learn. We've made many new friends. As a matter of fact, ironically, right before I called in, I received a beautiful email from someone in Cuba, from one of the bands. And so very long story short, Ed and I started working on this project ferociously. I mean, we said that no matter what happened, we were going to make this happen.
Right. Oh, I wanted to go so bad. Oh, I really wanted to go to that.
I told you would have loved it. Next time.
Oh, I would have, yeah.
We're going to be back.
I would have. However, my finances were going in other directions at the time. So,
yes,
but anyway.
Well, you know,
I lived in Union City back in the 70s, and the population was probably 85% Cuban at that time in Union City.
Mm-hmm.
All the businesses, the United States government, I believe, was even giving people money from Cuba to come over during that time, if I'm not mistaken. The whole street in Union City was businesses that were owned, and I would stop every morning and get my espresso coffee con leche, and then I would get, they would make their bread, they would put butter and garlic on this bread and put it in between, like, not in a griddle, and flatten it down and then cut it in half, so you'd have like these sticks, you just pick up these two breadsticks and eat it like that with the coffee.
Oh, forget it,
with the foamed espresso coffee con leche. Did that for years, and but I do have a relative that's Cuban as well. And I worked with many Spanish, Cuban, and Spanish, with all the Latins, all of the, well, I think people in general, it just depends on your personality. Like you and I, we fit in great. But those people are just genuinely very, I think, transparent, open, exciting, mostly enjoy have life and wanting to have fun and giving, and it comes across because I worked with so many in California as well. I was in San Diego for 28 years, and there were so many people from Mexico living in San Diego when I was there. I just have been here 12 years, so and I you know, learned a little bit of Spanish, but oh yeah, very warm, wonderful people. And I went to KubaCon in Asbury once and had the time of my life, and they're teaching me how to do the salsa, and the band was phenomenal, and I thought, this is the way I like to live, you know, so I would have loved, like I said, I would have loved to go to Cuba.
Well, next time, we're going back.
Because I'm a Sagittarius.
We're going back many times. Yeah.
I'm Sagittarius. But I have to get a job. I got to get my vacation money in order. Anyway,
we'll
continue,
see.
Please.
We'll give you a title there. To, maybe you can broadcast live or something. I mean, we can
do that. Well, that's what I said. Yeah, radio broadcaster, of course. And I, you know me, I'll do a great job.
Yeah, oh, I know you. I know you would. And
I just
see
my little
tape. Well.
I even have a tape recorder that Mom in College gave me because I'm writing a book and they sent it me over. That's a whole other story. I don't even want to go there. I just want you.
Gosh.
Yeah. I'm writing a book. And so they sent around. I had a sociology major from Monmouth University come and interview me. We only got to my 30s, though. We were supposed to get my whole darn life. But anyway, it was going to help me so much with my book because they taped. She wrote it down. It was tape recorded. And they gave me the tape recorder, and they it was amazing what they did for me. It was really amazing.
Yeah.
But I'm in the midst of collecting all of that. And then, but anyway, back to Cuba.
Yeah, I can't
back
wait.
To,
well, you can't finish your book until you come to Cuba with us.
And,
okay.
And
because you're going to have a Cuba chapter.
And I love rice. Like my dad used to say, there are seven of us. My father, he said to me, Nancy, if I could get all you kids to eat rice like you do every day, I'd be a millionaire because I'd come home from school and I'd make minute rice and put butter, salt, and pepper on it, and that was my favorite thing to eat. Probably because it turned into sugar and starch, you know. And then I'm off to the races on my bike and skating, but. I was eating rice and beans in Union City for like 8 years. I lived in Weehawken and worked in Manhattan. So, but please continue
about
Cuba.
We had this conversation, and I remember because my mom, my dad was the New York City boy, as I mentioned, and my mother was from Weehawken and Crestville, and she met him when he was on leave in New York City.
I love that story.
When he was on leave, you know, in the Navy. And, you know, they fell madly in love and all that kind of stuff. And he married the Jersey girl and moved to Jersey, which did not go over big with his big New York family at the time. But then they all moved, like, one after another. I still have a lot there. But getting back to Cuba and your chapter of your book that you need to write.
Okay.
I got to tell you. It's not you would fit right in because you're a night owl, and let me tell you the hours that we put in there. We were invited. Now this is a really really cool story. First of all, there is English spoken there, but you know it's not like when you go to like Mexico or Spain or you know remember they've been you know it's a time warp. They've been in a time warp. So if you do not see a group of people and hear the language, you know you can't speak it or understand it. And I did notice that the difference with that there. I mean you can go to France. I mean I've been kind of all over. And, you know, you can always squeak in your English somehow, some way, you know. It was a little bit more difficult there, although you did have people, you know, that you know, were able to travel. Because, by the way, if you're Cuban, you are, and I apologize for my voice. I've been losing my voice the last few days. If you're Cuban, you cannot leave the country, technically, except for certain reasons. Some of the Cubans are Cubans and Spaniards, and this way they can travel. There's a lot of restrictions. You do feel that there, although you do feel the opening, you feel the energy. When we arrived there, and I will never forget, you know, landing on the tarmac with the American flag waving, with Eastern Airlines / Havana Air. We landed that night. Matt and I took a picture, and we were all just stood on the tarmac, just everybody just taking pictures, like one after another, for the longest time until they kicked us off the tarmac.
I love the group picture, and I used that. I created, you know, an event, and I used that. If you go to the event page for today, the event, wasn't that great?
I saw that. And
that
was beautiful. Well, you always do a beautiful job.
I have to just say this. Es muy necesario hablar español in I would say Southern California, in California. But I picked up some Spanish when I lived in San Diego.
Of course,
my girlfriend
fluid.
So, you know, she speaks Spanish forever. And I wanted to learn how to speak, and they say that musicians have a better chance of learning languages, but I'd love to learn another language, to learn. I and you know what? They have those computers now and today anyway, and the Bing right on your phone that you can just write out what you want to say, and you can just say it right from there or show it to them, and they can read it. So the communication with technology is phenomenal today.
It is. I do that with my Germany crowd.
Yeah, I speak all over the world. I use Bing in Filipino. I write it in English. It goes Filipino to my Brazilian friends because they all speak Filipino. So anyway, go ahead.
It's a great thing. The food, we drove around. Our taxis were all the classic cars. They're just everywhere.
I love that.
They were, I mean, we even said one night that we, and I think we did post it because we were in the pink Cadillac and we sent it all over Facebook. We're in the pink Cadillac. When we were, our hours were horrendous. We stumbled in many, many mornings at 5 a.m.
I've been doing that for four years.
Well, I earned my ticket. Hey, it looks like somebody's calling in.
I'm a 507 number.
What was that?
Someone is calling into the studio.
Oh, maybe it's Karen.
So do you want me to go ahead have them come in and see if it's Karen?
Oh, sure. Definitely.
Okay, I'm going to do that right now. Okay, folks, so I'm going to call... Well, hello, this is Nancy Ryan with Ryan Rocks at Asbury Park Style. Who am I talking to?
You're talking to Diane Durkee from Cannon Falls, Minnesota.
Are you involved with the Cuba trip, or are you just calling in as a wonderful person that listens to the show?
I'm just calling in as a wonderful person that listens to the show that's your friend online, and you asked me and sent me your number this morning.
I did?
On Facebook. Yes, on Facebook.
I just got up at 4 o'clock this afternoon, so somebody emailed you. I don't know who it was, but I was expecting maybe someone that went on the Cuban trip to call in. But go ahead for a few seconds and tell me, you know, who you are again. And do you listen to the show often?
I'm an online friend of yours. I speak to you just about every day on Facebook.
Okay.
Beverly, that is in Cuba, you made some mention about that this morning and then put in a phone number to call in.
I always put the call-in number. That's right for the guest.
Exactly, yes.
Well, I'll tell you what, I want to thank you so much. You're the first person that I usually don't accept call-ins at all because the show is so short. But I want to thank you so much for supporting me and my show and for calling in and saying hello to Beverly and I. But we've got to run because I don't do an hour show anymore. I only do a half an hour show. So we have to wrap it up and finish our Cuba conversation. But I want to thank you again, and I will be speaking with you again on Facebook probably later tonight when I'm online.
Can I still stay on and listen?
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
I'm just,
thank
yes, you
for
can.
Calling
of course,
in.
Honey. Yes, thank you so much. You are, by the way, you are the first guest that has really been able to speak on Ryan Rocks at Asbury Park Style. So you got to put on the cap. Yay, hooray, hooray. Yeah.
From the
thank you so much,
handful.
But we're winding down toward the end of the show, so I'm going to take you out of the show, but continue to listen, please. And thanks again for calling. I appreciate it.
Yes.
Thank
okay.
You.
Have a great bye-bye. Have a great night. Okay. Bye bye.
Yes. Thank you. You too.
Oh, thank you. Bye bye. Okay, Beverly. Well, go ahead now. That was very nice. It's the first time I've.
That was
that's
nice.
Why I always ask people to give me their telephone numbers so I know who's calling in and who is a guest and who is not, because I really don't take. So she was lucky to get in because I really don't take calls because I don't have enough time. you know, to take
right,
calls.
Right. And you know, at first I thought that was, because she said Diane, right? First I thought that was Diane Doolittle, who was one of the musicians that performed at the jazz
right.
festival with us. Because,
right.
you know, we brought Karen Lee Schwartz, the Asbury Park music director at, you know, the high school.
Right.
And also Diane Doolittle came and performed. And she said to me one day, she was just coming as, you know, as a with the tour, actually. And she said, you know, I have a flute. Should I bring it? And I said, but of course, because you never know when the opportunity will arrive. And sure enough, it did many times. I mean, we would be
wow.
out. And
that's
getting
great.
Back to our hours, Nancy, it was hysterical. I have to tell this story because there are so many stories. And like we said, what happened in Cuba, can't stay in Cuba because we have to tell the rest of the world what happened in Cuba. So there was this one night that we were all, the delegation of 14, we were, you know, the Derek Garcia Foundation has been an amazing sponsor for us, the Asbury Park Music Foundation with Matt, who's the executive director. But Menasha Garcia and Jerry's daughter, Keelan, were wonderful with donating a painting to, you know, to help the cost of our trip, you know, offset the cost of our trips for, you know, musicians and all. And, you know, let me tell you, it was hard. We had to retransition the trip 3 times because of things that happened. You know, Cuba, although it's opening up and all, it's still, you know, it's still a political issue.
Of course.
Yes,
well, it's a communist country. Hello.
Unsure.
Hello.
Right.
Hello.
It's very unsure.
Is it not still a communist country?
Yes, it still is. And you do feel that when you're there, but you do not feel that with the people. And there's a huge difference. When we were in the square, I had said to one of our tour guides that day, I said, oh, my gosh, this street looks exactly like, I think it's Los Ramblas in Barcelona in Spain. And she said, yes, it's Spanish influence and everything. I mean, the architecture is incredible. The way they're picking up the streets and remodeling, the Malecón, there's already a restaurant and a little B&B that's opened up. Everything else is under construction. I mean, it's happening fast forward. It is the place to be right now. It's just very cool.
And it's very
tropical, you know,
and beautiful, correct? Like, I mean, it's really supposed to be very beautiful there.
Oh, it is very beautiful. The beaches, like I sent you the picture of the beach with us on the beaches too.
Mm-hmm.
We went to the picture at the Hotel Nacional, which was taken with the Malecón in the background. But this one day, it was like the second day, and we're just kind of walking around, you know, like you do when you know, go to the big city for the first time. You know, we were just like all mesmerized to everything. And all of a sudden, musicians came up to us, American, American. Right? And really, they said it just that way, not Americanos or this.
Americans, right.
And they came up and they serenaded to us, Feliz Navidad. And I have it.
Oh,
I actually
so
posted
cool.
it on my Facebook page. I had goosebumps. I mean, we all just stood there. Everywhere we went, we were welcomed as Americans. We had not only, you know, cultural conversations and musical conversations, but we also had political conversations. And
mm-hmm.
they're very, very concerned, deeply concerned with who is going to be the next president.
I'm sure.
They know President Obama. Yeah, they're very concerned, and they're
I'm sure.
Yeah,
this will have
least,
to be. This will have to be Cuba part one, because we
yes.
are going to have to do another. No, we have to. We're going to have to do another Cuba part two of this vacation, because there's no way
yes.
that, you know, I mean, it's like our time is practically up.
It always goes so fast.
It's saying, and
it
the episode, they're telling me, like, get off, you know, the air. And, of course, I never do. And but we're going to have
well,
to definitely.
Say,
but go ahead.
Before we do, though, Nancy, may I finish this story because it's an adorable story, and
yes.
I just love to tell. We all love to
yes.
tell. Okay, so we're doing this, and then later that night we go to this concert when it because it was the 31st annual jazz festival. We're supposed to tape for for the world this video that we're supposed to tape with Seth Rogen and all. We're working all that. So I couldn't get a hold of Seth because the hot spots and it goes on and on. Internet. Remember, the internet is very new. There's only hot spots. It's very difficult.
Right.
Yet. There's no credit cards. If you would have seen us all putting our pennies together to get back home, it was hysterical. But anyway, so we're at this concert venue, and all of a sudden, the place empties out, like about 1 o'clock. So Jeremy comes up to me, tall guy, about 6'7", I think he is. Jeremy comes up to me, and he says, "The last taxi is leaving, Bev. It's the third one because we were sending everybody back home, right? Back home to the hotel, right?" So anyway, Matt looks at me. And I'm kind of torn because I'm getting a little tired. I had a couple of mojitos at that point. I was getting a little tired. And they said to me, Matt looks at me and goes, "Please stay." And looks at me and goes, "Yeah," he goes, "stay." And I was like, "All right, you know what? I'm in Cuba. Do as the Cubans do. Who knows when I'm going to be here next?"
Right,
so,
exactly.
The whole place empties out, and who comes in but Lazarito Valdez? This musician and his band were
the place was swarming.
So anyway, we're talking, and it's like, "Oh, I'd love this band to bring this band back home." And I said, "Yeah, and I agree with you." And me, Matt, and Ed were all saying that. So Ed goes up, and he does what we all do, just snuck up and said, "Here's my card. We would love to have you guys come to the United States and perform." Well, we were there. All of a sudden, a security guard, one of their guards, came up to us and said, "Please do not leave at the concert. We're going to have our driver, Mr. Valdez, invites you back to his private jazz club, which is only about 10 minutes away in
Oh,
Madonna."
Wow.
So anyway, we go, okay. Well, sure enough, the lights come on. By now it's 2:30, maybe a little later in the morning.
Early for me,
and,
but go ahead.
Okay, well, this is the beginning of the night. Okay, this is really the night started. And he picked us up by private car and drove us to the club. We entered the club, by the way, which we went back to other times. But we left the club, I don't know, it had to be close to 4:35 in the morning. Matt wanted to stay till they closed at 6.
Yeah,
but
that's bedtime.
Yeah, that was time. I told the boys it was time to leave. I said, "We're done." And they performed. We were sitting. We went to his private room. All the quarters that he had, which was his private area. Very well-to-do musician. Very talented.
Oh, nice.
Very
friendly,
nice. The entire time. The next day, they invited us back for a beautiful brunch, and we spoke business. It was a business brunch, and they invited us with the family, his entire family, and actually Lazarito cooked himself for us.
Oh, that's
and then,
a wonderful story.
On top of that, we said we would really be honored if we could bring the rest of our delegation back before we leave, and he agreed to that also. And the right after Karen finished performing, which was, I think, 2:30 in the morning, Matt and I were there earlier, along with Martha and some other people, Jeremy and them, and Mike. But the rest of the crew had stayed and waited for Karen, but we met with Danny Clinch, who was actually filming for 2 weeks in Cuba with the Preservation Hall
from
New Orleans.
Oh, wow, my friend Danny. Yeah, I'm waiting for the River Tour to end to have him on my radio show. We just did a video together.
Oh, well, he's...
Alessandra
he was
had
there.
Asked me. Yeah, he's coming on
my show, so give him a shout-out.
Yeah,
you've got to have him on because he was there filming with them. So Matt and I had left actually the Miramar Cafe where Karen was performing so we could meet with Danny because Danny knew that we were going to be there too. We all knew that we were going to be there for the jazz festival. I mean, people that were there, the head of the Rutgers group, he was there. I mean, the list goes on, the musical department and all. But anyway, we left there and we walked into our hotel and I think the sun was already up. Let's put it that way.
I believe
and
it.
We had many nights like that. Yeah. And it was just an experience.
Great.
Yes, definitely
that's
a Cuba
great.
Part two.
Well, guess what? We got to do Cuba part two because it's like 8 minutes after 6. I'm supposed to end my show at 6 o'clock. Beverly, it's been great having you on the show. Thank you so much. In part two, we'll definitely get a hold of Karen and have her call in. And I'm, but we will do it. We'll do it. We'll do a part two, Cuba. We'll have to set a date for it. I'm booked for the next few months, but we'll get it. We'll get it in there. We'll get a special show in there somehow. We'll do a promotion and get it in and talk. So. I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. It's been wonderful.
You.
I knew it would go like in a flash. I knew that.
Yes,
and it did. And it did. Thank you for, so much for doing the trip to begin with. And everyone, you know, this is archived now forever. So, and tonight I'll be promoting this and sending it out tonight and tomorrow all over the world again so people can listen to this interview that we've had and know that there's going to be more coming. I've never really done a part two, but this really requires it. This requires it. So so there's a first time. We had a first time caller in from Minnesota who was all excited about the show. Then we have a part two, which is necessary. That's all there is to it. So
living
thank
more
you
history,
again, Beverly.
Nancy, as I say.
Thank you, Ed Johnson, for doing this with Beverly and, you know, bringing this all to us for our experience.
Mm-hmm.
And
Thank you.
That's it. I've got to go. I've got to say my nonprofits and adios, amigo.
Thank you very much,
say
Nancy,
to you,
as always.
To you, Beverly, I can say bio con Dios, which is God be with you. And, you know, I love you, girlfriend, and we'll talk really soon.
Okay, love you too, girlfriend. Take care. Thank
you
so much.
Okay, bye-bye, Beverly.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Well, folks, that was Beverly Beveridge, the woman about town, as you could hear. And it just what a wonderful show it was. It just went way too fast. And you know what? My nonprofits are, and I've got to do this so fast, are Helping Hands of New Jersey, Steve Brigham, which is a tent city, my friend Bev Cruz, which is Hit the Streets for the Homeless, and we've got Hometown Heroes. We have the Monmouth Elgin County Food Bank, the SPCA, City of Angels. I think I said Helping Hands of New Jersey. I hope I didn't forget anyone. I may have. This has been a very exciting show, as all of my shows are. And I have to say goodnight before they just, you know, cut me right off. So goodnight, everybody. Until next time, this is Nancy Ryan, host of Ryan Rocks at Asbury Park Style, and I'm going to say it's live talk radio at its best. And I know that you know I was nominated in the category of Top Radio Personality Supporting Local Talent at the Asbury Music Awards this year in December, and we had a big celebration at the Stone Pony in Asbury Park, New Jersey. I love you all. Bye-bye, everybody.